Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Coordinator for Doña Ana Communities United, Carrie Bachman, to talk to us about Our Time, the new time bank starting up in Doña Ana County. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
It's great to be here, Emily.
You're welcome. What is Our Time and what is a time bank and how did it start?
Well, you know, a time bank is a very simple concept. It's sort of getting back to how we used to engage with each other in community. It's all about people coming together and offering their services free of charge to each other.
How do you share 1 hour, or do you just go in and you say, I need an hour of time?
It can work a whole lot of different ways. Everybody's hour is worth exactly the same. So if I am able to help you weeding your yard and you're able to help me with some maybe helping set up a living will, that's worth exactly the same amount of time. So it's very democratic. And let's say I help you with something, you would turn around and help somebody else. That person might help me. It becomes a big circle. It's not barter, which is direct exchange between two people. It's actually a big circle of exchange. And the key to it is reciprocity. Everybody is providing a service to others, and they're also receiving services. Because for some people, it's hard to think about what they can give to others. They think about what they need. But it's interesting, other people have a hard time thinking about what they want to receive because they're so used to giving, 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 and never receiving. And what we want to do is encourage everybody to be both a recipient and a donor of services. So if you donate 1 hour of services, that hour is deposited in your time bank account, and you can then receive an hour of services from somebody else.
So sometimes you can have a lot of hours of service that you've given, and then you can go through and say, well, I need an hour of somebody helping me with the laundry, sweeping the driveway, or different things.
You've got that exactly, Emily. Somebody like you could actually help somebody learn Spanish, for example. You know, there are all kinds of services that can be exchanged, and it's nice to have sort of a reservoir of maybe a few hours in your time bank. So let's say you get sick and you can't do the laundry yourself because you've broken your arm. It'd be really helpful to have somebody help you do that.
And how did this come about here in Doña Ana County?
Well, I coordinate a program, as you said, called Doña Ana Communities United. And last year, we were sort of strategizing what we wanted to do this current year, 2016. And economic issues continued to come to the forefront for our residents. A lot of folks, if they have jobs, they may not be making a lot of money. They may have other needs that they're not able to satisfy, even if they do have a good source of income. And so what we decided to look at this year is one of our emphases was alternative economic models. And a time bank is one of the simplest alternative economic models that we have. It's basically a way for people to start to get their needs met without needing to exchange money.
And so, for instance, if I want to learn basic home repairs,
exactly. Where
would I go to?
And you sound like me, actually. I would love to learn some basic home repairs. I don't know how to repair anything in my house. So I could put out a request if I'm a member of the time bank. I can post a request saying I would like to learn basic home repairs. And then other members can respond to that request. And then I can arrange for a time to meet them. And we can start to exchange our services. So let's say, for example, Emily, you help me and you teach me basic home repair. And I might turn around and help my neighbor maybe babysit their children when they have to go to the grocery store. And that neighbor then may help you by maybe weeding your yard after the rains. And so you can see it becomes a very large circle of what we call reciprocity.
So there's a lot of services that can be done, right? Could that be an hour of legal service as well?
Well, you know, it could be. What we like to say is members are free to offer any type of service they'd like, but we are not encouraging people necessarily to offer things they already offer for a fee. So, for example, if I'm a carpenter, I probably wouldn't offer carpentry for free on the time bank because that's my source of livelihood. I might do it a little bit to get some publicity and make more connections, but it probably wouldn't be the main thing that I'm doing on the time bank. What we like to encourage people to do is think about things you like to do. So one of the things I really like to do, for example, is read. I find I don't have a lot of time to read, though. And so one of the services that I've offered on the time bank is to read to people. It could be elderly people who have lost their eyesight. It might be young children who want to practice reading. It could be anybody. And that would be an opportunity for me to do what I enjoy, help somebody else out, and make a connection, make a social, personal connection with people I might not know.
Maybe even help cooking.
Oh, indeed. Cooking is a really popular one, especially for folks who maybe want to learn. Let's say you've just been diagnosed with diabetes and you've, you know, gone to your diabetes educator and you've gone to your doctor, but you need some more practice. Like, wow, how can I really make this dish taste better but still be healthy? There are folks on the time bank who can help with that. And, you know, it's something that is really fun to do, is cooking together.
Like, as we talked about, general home repair, odd jobs, painting, nature walks, farming, landscaping, weeding, massage, reflexology, and the list goes on.
You know, it's really exciting, Emily. Anything you can imagine that you could offer as a service could be posted on the time bank. In fact, somebody, one of our current members, posted the other day that she knows how to make hula hoops. And she offered to teach people. And I thought, you know, I've always wanted to learn how to hula hoop. I don't own a hula hoop. Hula hooping is great exercise. So she and I are going to get together. She's going to help me make a hula hoop. And you may think, well, what does that have to do with health? You know, my organization is all about health equity. Well, there are many services we can exchange with each other that can actually improve our health. That might be one. You get more physical activity. I could perhaps volunteer to be somebody's walking buddy. And then I could go walking with them a couple times a week. You know, sometimes it takes some companionship to make that a healthy habit. All kinds of things like this, a trip to the grocery store if you don't have a car, how do you get to the doctor's office if your car is broken down? All of these things can impact our health, and that's what a time bank is all about.
Now, let's go back a bit to find out what Doña Ana Communities United organization is. I understand it's part of the Community Foundation of Southern New Mexico. Let's find out a little bit more, and then we'll come back to putting time in the bank.
Okay, so Doña Ana Communities United, our mission is to advance what we call health equity in our county. And that's sort of a fancy way of saying we want everybody to have the same opportunity for good health, regardless of where you live, regardless of your education background, your income. And so you can think about all the things that go into being healthy. It's not just about eating right. It's not just about getting exercise. It also has to do with things like, do you have access to reliable transportation? Can you walk safely in your neighborhood? Do you go to a school where you're learning things that are going to help you get a job? Do you have a job where you make good income? All of these types of things go into effect when we're talking about good health. They're called social determinants of health. And what we find is there are a lot of ways that we can impact health. One of those ways, of course, is working with our policymakers. And Communities United is very committed to bringing together community members with our elected officials and staff at the city and county and other municipalities to really look at getting some common sense policies in place that actually help us be healthier.
And you've had workshops about this as well. And I understand you've gone up to Santa Fe for meetings regarding these health initiatives?
Yes. In fact, it's called Health in All Policies, HIAP. And that's one of the things, one of the ways that we can influence health equity. We're actually part of a number of other community groups around the state who get together, and we're starting to formulate a statewide policy that could impact health. So we're not only working locally, but beginning to work at the state level as well. It's exciting here locally, though, because it's really amazing when you start talking about these issues to see the common ground that exists across the political spectrum. We can get great support from folks who might normally be adversarial to come together to realize, wow, if we can do some simple things for our communities, perhaps putting sidewalks into communities that don't have them yet, you know, paving some roads or repairing potholes or tweaking our bus routes a little bit so people can get to the grocery stores. That's something that's recently happened, which is really exciting. You know, these are simple things. They don't sound like a lot, but they can really make the difference between a family having a healthy lifestyle and not.
And they can also find out information from going to the website at www.daplacematters.org.
Yes, that's correct. Place Matters is our former name. We're now known as Communities United, but that is our website. You can find out more, especially there, about the time bank. And then also, you can feel free to give me a call at 496-4330, or you can email me as well at kari@cfsnm.org.
And also at cfsnm.org, you can find out more information.
That's correct. That's the website there, yes.
Now, let's go back to labor sharing, time sharing.
It's actually called Our Time, and some people do call it timeshare, but that's confusing because people think we're getting some kind of a condo on the beach. It's really called Time Bank or a Service Exchange. There are many, many, many of these around the world. They've been going for about 20 years now, and actually Our Time Bank is part of an international network of time banks. We all have access to free software, and when you join Our Time, you become a member, you get access to that, you create a very simple profile online, and then you post your offers, things you offer to help people with, and post the requests, the things you'd like some help with. And then you can communicate back and forth with other members via email about those offers and requests.
And does it cost anything to become a member?
It does not. It's actually free of charge. And if you're interested in becoming a member, the one thing you have to do is attend a member orientation. And actually, those are really fun. It's an opportunity to meet other folks in the community. And in fact, we also have monthly meetings where we talk about Communities United issues, including the Time Bank, including some other initiatives that we have going. And our next meeting is open to the public. That's Thursday, July 28th from 11 to 1 at Munson Center. So if you're interested in any of those, you can certainly feel free to contact me at 496-4330 and let me know.
So there's a lot of opportunities that we have here at Doñana County that sometimes we're not aware of.
You know, it's very true. One of the main functions that we play as Communities United is connecting folks who may not already be connected. You're probably somewhat connected to your neighbors and your family that lives there as well, but you may not be connected as much with folks who, say, live in the Mesquite District here in Las Cruces, or folks who live in Sonoma Ranch, maybe. And what we're finding is people are hungering for these connections. We really want to make those connections happen. What happens when those connections are made is we are building something called social cohesion, which is the ability of a community to actually, individual members to be connected with others in the community. And that may sound like sort of, well, an obvious concept, but research has shown that communities with high degrees of social cohesion are better able to combat natural disasters, for example. If, for example, we have continued high heat during this summer, we really want people checking on their neighbors, especially if they're elderly. And that's something that happens if they're already connected. These are things that can save people's lives and make quality of life better for all of us in our community.
And so this goes back to maybe back in the pioneer days when people would help each other in raising up a barn or doing different things, having a sewing club and making a quilt.
You're exactly right, Emily. It's really not a new idea. It's just sort of formalizing a mechanism so that we can begin to do it again. The other thing that's nice about it is it helps us reach across some of these divides that we have in our community, whether they be racial or ethnic divides, divides of geography, you know, education divides. For example, students at NMSU, many of them don't have a lot of connection with full-time residents of our community. This could be a great way for them to get more involved in the community. So there are all kinds of divides that we see. You know, age is also a big divide. Elderly people have so many things to share and ways that they can help our younger folks in our community, and yet they're not often connected.
So this is something that we can find out more about. It's your monthly DACU meeting, Thursday, July 28th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Munson Center.
That's correct. People are welcome to come to either of those meetings. You know, and if I can share quickly just a really neat exchange that happened recently. two of our Time Bank members who didn't know each other before got in touch with each other, and one of them has her mother's getting older and lives at one of the retirement communities and feels a little bit isolated but loves to do art, and she wanted some companions to help her with that. Our other Time Bank member works with young adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities, and so they arranged for the young adults to come in and work with the elders in that retirement community to do coloring. You know, coloring is something that's very popular now. Well, it turned out to be such a hit that they've now gone back and they were playing beanbag baseball together. So you have two very different communities of folks who never would have connection otherwise. And it's become a real social engagement that all of them are enjoying.
Well, I really thank you for taking time in your busy day to share with us about our time and joining the Time Bank. Carrie Bachman, coordinator for Doña Ana Communities United.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, Emily.
And thank you. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.